that's when you need the Lord.
And from the wording of that song, we need the Lord all the time. We're glad that God has watched over us, blessed us with health and strength and with the presence of mind to come back that we might worship Him again in spirit and in truth. It is once appointed unto man to die, and after this, the judgment. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and the just and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. We are grateful that God has blessed us to hear His word, believe it, receive it, and to obey it. Our goal is to make heaven our eternal home of abode. As we have said heretofore, God has created humans in such a way that we live forever. This old body, when we are called out of this world, we are called out of the body. And the Lord puts it where He decides until judgment day, judging day. And then we go to that place called heaven if we walk with the Lord. Or they go to that other place. No, I said we. You see how I said that? We go to the Lord, and then they go to that other place. We don't want to put amen. Amen. And the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. As I said before, it was Ecclesiastes chapter 12. A study of humanity under the sun. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is emptiness. All is vanity under the sun. Everything done under the sun is fleeting. And therefore, in the last analysis, much of it is useless or meaningless thereafter. What makes man, again, truly man, or woman truly woman? Another way of stating the conclusion of the study, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and about verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God or reverence God, keep His commandments, and this is the whole duty of man. Keep God's commandments, and God's commandments will do what? It will keep us. We will hear Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." When humans sought to become like God, disobeying God, they lost the one thing that made them truly human and positioned them to hear God say at the final roundup of human affairs, "Depart from me. Not only do I not know you now, I never knew you. Therefore, it behooves us as high as heaven and as deep as hell to make right decisions. Study the word of God that we might know His will for our life. So that we will be able to hear Him say at the final roundup, 'Well done. Well done, a good and faithful servant.'" The inconsistency of all that is done under the sun leaves humanity in many ways awestruck. The way God has created this universe, we are always, seemingly, day after day, find something that's so very, very interesting. And it causes us to wonder about our God. How did He do it? He did it because He's God. We are to keep His commandments. Ecclesiastes affirms the sovereign responsibility and the sovereign freedom of God. And also, we also know the limitations in God's holy word regarding how we live on planet Earth and how we address ourselves and how we live under the sun, claiming to be sons and daughters of God. Hold that old song that we sing. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Our teacher, in this case, a man by the name of Solomon. Solomon points out the futility of humans attempting to secure their future. How? Through human wisdom. When humans understand the futility of even attempting to secure his or her lasting existence out of favor with God and making his or her own decisions, it's too late to change. We are to become brothered with God. Even closer, God adopts us when we obey his gospel and follow his instructions recorded in his holy book, the Bible. What's the major decision that human beings will ever make? Once we hear his word, we decide, because it goes this way: hear, believe. You hear his word, believe his word. Manifest the fact that you hear his word and believe his word as you are godly sorrowful for the things that you have done contrary to his word. And then acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Is that difficult? Is that so hard? Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. For what? For the forgiveness of every sin that you have ever committed. And God doesn't stop there. He adopts us. He adopts us as his dear children. And when we read Revelation chapter 20, the latter part of it, it shares with us in plain English that God keeps a record on everybody. And our record is going to be open at the judgment day. And his record is going to be open on judgment day. And the books were open. And another book was open. If you read Revelation 20, you'll see that. Our lives must coincide with his book. Do you want to make heaven your eternal home of abode? We are happy to live on planet Earth. We will be overwhelmingly happy to live in glory land. Because glory land, as we read it in the book of God, Revelation 20:21, it is exciting. It is glorious. No sickness, no ailments, and no dying. Living eternally in glory land. Anybody want it? Wait a minute. Let me rephrase that. Let me put it this way. In this audience, anybody want to at the time that God decides to live that way that it's stated in the book of Revelation that we just quoted in chapter 20 and 21 also. Do you want to live happily forever? We groan and complain just by having a toothache. We are talking about fire, damnation, pain forever. No doctors, no one coming to take you out of the flame in eternity. Make your calling and election sure. And it's easy to do because God said it's easy. Again, the text we just talked about. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. As we go through this new year, by the grace of God, let us not forget whose we are, and God has not commanded us to do that which is too much for us to do. Because he says, and we cannot make God out as someone who tells the untruth, my yoke is what? And my burden is light. And we sing the song, hold to God's what? Unchanging word. A word, prayerfully, this evening, a word of encouraging. To live the way the Lord would have us to live. God knows our limitations because he created us. His instructions, his commandments of how we are to live our lives on his earth are doable. God does not command us to do anything that we cannot do. And when we read about heaven, the latter chapters of Revelation, it's a glorious place to be forever. No sickness, no headaches, no, what is it? Heart problems, peace, joy, and happiness forever. And ever. Anybody want to go? You say, yes, I want to go, but not tonight. But if he says, if it's God's will, all night would be acceptable. Live. So live your life that when Jesus comes, you will hear him say, well done. A good and faithful servant. The whole matter is making the choice, making the decision. Yes, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 pages here. He's coming again. All of that's on here. Are you prepared? The Bible church. The preaching of the apostles, all of that. But you're here. You heard. I've said enough for you to decide whether or not you want to obey God, or whether or not you want to obey you. If you are contrary to what God says, obeying you is fine as long as it's contrary to what, as long as it's indicative of what God has already commanded. Mm-hmm. Honest introspection tonight as we begin this year. We sing the song about holding to God's unchanging hand. As we begin this year, by the grace of God, let us resolve individually and collectively. Let us resolve that I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hands, irrespective of what comes or what goes. By God's grace, I'm going to be a light and an encouragement, not only to my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, but as I go day to day and intermingle with those who are not sons and daughters of God. Prayerfully, I might be an example and an encourager for them to say, well, how it is that you live the way you live, and that you open the door for sharing a gospel message. Church, it is our responsibility, number one, to live the life, and number two, to ask the Father, because we have a relationship with Him and He, by His grace, with us, to share the Word with others. I remember so often the days and the nights that that other building where we used to be, there would be telephone calls late at night sometimes. Workers of the Lord sharing His Word, living His life, living the life that He has called that person to live, and teaching others that they can have the same blessing that you are enjoying. That's still the case. We sing the song, "Hold to God's Unchanging Hand." Let us share the Word. Denominationalism, they are putting out more different churches, name churches, all kind of names, and many people are following. What's your subject? Us. Comma, let's do it. Let's do what we know that God has blessed us to know what to do. And not only what to do, but how to do it. And we have an intercession with God through the medium of prayer. Church, we are more than what we have become. Let us miss an hour or two of some night sleep. But let us, you say, well, Brother Brown, we're older than what we used to be. Ain't that good news? Ain't that good news? That should be motivation, not an excuse. Hold to God's unchanging hand. In conclusion, the Bible Church, the Church of the Bible, only one church, established by the preaching of the apostles as they, wherever they went, they carried the message of God, guided by the Holy Spirit of God. So the question tonight is, are you ready? Are you already ready? Not a member of the Lord's church. Are you ready to become a member of the Lord's church, the Church of the Bible? God loves you. That's why He did what He did, and sending His Son from glory to land, and to die on the rugged cross of Calvary, to provide us the privilege and the opportunity of becoming adopted sons and daughters of God. There is no greater relationship that can be had between human beings and God than the relationship between humans and God. Watch therefore, for you know not when, or you know what, not know what the hour will be when Jesus comes. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in the ahead of time He would have had a watch. That's not the way it reads. I mean, written. He would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken into. We don't know when God's going to come back. We don't know when we are going to be called off the scene. Let's be prepared for that event by holding to God's unchanging hand and endeavoring to be alert to opportunities of sharing his word. Going back, you say, well, Brother Brown, I'm too old for that. No, you're not. You're not too old for that. You're seasoned. Amen. You know the farmers, when they grow fruit, as soon as it turns, they don't take it off. They let it turn from green to yellow to an orange, and then it turns to a yellow. It's getting mellow. Mm-hmm. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand and be the people that he has called us to be, living the life, loving one another, and sharing the same. Living the life, loving one another, and sharing God's love with others. In closing, he said, in closing. Brother Brown, you fight on. Can I get a song, Brother Burton? Well, whoever led the singing that night, hold to God's unchanging hands. God did not save us for naught. He didn't save us just to send us to hell for being lazy. Are you there? Too precious. We're too precious for that. You're here. You want to ask the church to pray for you, that you might be strengthened, and that you might have the mindset and the determination to do the will of God and to use the talents for his cause. And you want us to pray? We'll do that. Jesus is not coming back to do any praying. He had 12 apostles. They're all gone. God knows what he knows everything. If it wasn't possible, God never would have taken all his apostles. But it's possible for us to live the life, manifest it, and share it with others. A verse of you, or two of you, fight on as we together stand.
You fight on.
Will you fight on?
Yes. Keep your hand in God's hand.
You fight on.
Will you fight on? You fight on.